And so we reach day 17, my dear lady. And so we reach the point that we both knew we were going to get to. And I implore you, dear lady, I implore you that this will fucking be it. I implore you to break before me, because this is the last time that I will give you the option. So, today, my dear lady, today the wolf will hunt. I told you 2 days ago. I told you to run. Not because there was any escape, but because it gave you a head start. Because it gave me something better to chase. So, my dear lady, the hunt is on. I will find you, and I will claim what is mine. Because, my dear lady, I see you. I see you running. I can smell it. I can smell the fucking nervousness, the fear. But I can almost smell the elation and the arousal. I can smell your hunger in what I need as well. I can smell every drop. That moisture condensing between your legs, because I know you need to be caught. I know you being the prey is what makes you want it. And so I see you run through the field. Your bare feet in the grass. searching futilely for somewhere to hide, because you know there is no hiding from me, my dear lady. You know there is no hiding from the wolf that stalks you, that hunts you, that knows your pleasure, that knows your need. You know there is no hiding from what is going to happen to you. There is only delaying it. And yet I'm not even sure you want to do that. Not even sure you hunger for that. But we will continue our game either way, my dear lady. Continue our dance. We continue the game of me hunting you as you move into a forest, still running, tired now. Running out of the ability to hide. Running out of the ability to move. And I will still be moving purposefully, slowly behind you. Making just enough noise that you know I'm there, but not enough noise that you know where I am. As you hide, as you stumble your way, falling over roots, catching yourselves in the beds of leaves. And I will taunt you, dear lady. I will tell you and tell you just how near I am. Tell you how I can hear you. Tell you how I can smell your need. Tell you how the chase is almost over. Because once the chase is over, dear lady, there is only the consummation left. There is only the fury and the passion and the hunger of me claiming what is mine. Of me taking what is mine. And as I claim you, you will know who you belong to. Who you are made for. taunting you as I get ever, ever closer to my tired prey. knowing that you are slowing down, knowing that all I need to do is keep at steady pace, and I will be on you, and I will be in you, and I will be claiming what is mine. So do you run, dear lady, or do you try to hide? Because either way, the end result is the same. The end need is the same. I will claim you. And then, knowing that you are finally done, that there is nothing left, that you can't run anymore. Watching you fall over a root into a bed of leaves. I will be on you. A sudden, violent flurry of motion as I bound out of the trees. And move behind you. My hips over yours. My mouth on your neck, on your ears. As I tell you that the game is over, the chase is over, and now you are mine. Now you are mine, pet. Just how badly you need it, I will hold your chin in my hand. I will nibble on your neck, on your earlobes, and I will tell you that the chase is done. So I hold you there, lifting your skirt, spanking your ass, making you feel it. telling you that I can taste your hunger, dear lady. And telling you that I am going to sate it. Moving behind you, all you hear is the sound of my belt being undone. The fabric of my trousers being slipped down. as I move their panties to the side, still holding you in place, like the scared, scared little animal you are, but also knowing that this is what you've needed all along. Telling from the tension in your body that is not just fear, but that is pure, unbridled need. That is complete and blind lust. And then, my dear lady, you will feel me. You will feel me filling you. You will feel my hard cock slowly, roughly being worked into that wet cunt of yours, as deep and as hard as possible, as you kneel there in submission, not even fighting me, because you know the game is over. You know the game is over, and we are going to do what we have needed to do since it began. And as I push into you, my dear lady, you would squeal and you would squeak. I could feel it as your legs quiver around me. The crinkling of the leaves that you're kneeling on is music to my ears as I grab a hold of your head and lift your neck so that I can get better access to bite and lick it. And kiss it. How badly I would need it. And then, my dear lady, I would fuck you. As you're kneeling there, taking me deep in that cunt from behind, getting pounded, as I can tell you lose your mind. That word cunt accepts me so easily. As I start fucking you nice and hard, nice and deep, nice and long, pounding you, making you take my cock, making you take me deeper and deeper with each thrust, as I fuck you, as I claim you, as I make you my bitch. As I take you deeper and harder, I can hear you, I can feel you, every fucking nerve ending on your body alight with pleasure, and the final claiming of you completely blowing your mind. And as I fuck you, as I tee you bad, you will feel my fucking teeth and my lips on your neck, kissing the very nape of your neck when I know you're the weakest, and making you lose your mind, making you lose control, making you shake and shudder and lose every faculty. And then when you're finally fucking losing yourself properly, my dear lady, I will start fucking you properly. Pounding you, taking you, rutting into you, making you take every fucking thing, every inch, every fucking moment, deep and hard. Over and over and over and over again. And I would feel you, my dear lady. I would feel something in you break. And I would feel you come. I would feel you come for me as I fuck you harder. As I claim you deeper. As the hunt is finally over and I claim my prize. And I would make you come, my dear lady, with your fucking knees cushioned by leaves, with my hips ramming against yours, audibly slapping around the forest, the fucking echoing around us, as I rut you, as I take you, as I pound you, as I claim you. As I fuck you so fucking hard that every thrust makes your entire body jolt forward and I make you lose your mind. And then, my dear lady, when the fucking frenzy reaches its crescendo, when the growls in your ear get so unmistakably loud as I fuck you, growling in your ear and telling you just how good that cunt feels, and how I'm gonna claim it properly, how I'm gonna take it, and how I'm going to fill it up. And I would, dear lady, I would, just as you come for me one final time, I would fuck my cock deep inside that cunt, as fucking deep as I could get it, ramming you down onto me with my hands on your shoulders, my fucking hand on your fucking cunt as I rub your clit, and as I make you come, as I fill you up. As you feel my cock pulsing inside you, as you feel every drop of my cum spraying deep into you. The cool breeze on your hair, in your fucking hair, on your skin. As I finalize it, as I claim it, as I take you. And take you I would, dear lady, coming so deep inside you, over and over and over again, until you have nothing left to give. Till you're screaming, till you're shaking, until you're lying there completely mindless. Knowing that you've been claimed by my beast, by my wolf, by my hunger. And then, my dear lady, it would all be over. Because you would be mine and you would have no choice but to come for me on my command. You would have no choice but to be taken by me, and fucked by me, and made to come as and when I see fit. But I am a kind master, my dear lady, and I am hungry to feel you and your cum all over my cock. So give it to me, dear lady, give it to me this time. Give it to me so that I may hunt you again all through the night, so that we may move together in passion, in hunger. Fury matched. Moving together over and over again until there is nothing beyond our passion. Until you drip me, until I am soaked with you, and we consummate, and we claim, and we take, and I make you come, as I pump you full of come over and over again. So, my dear lady, please, listen to the wolf. Listen to his howl. Listen to his need. Listen to his hunger. And come for me. And give me what I so desire, my dear lady. Give me what I hunger for. And come for me.